Mementos of Punta Cana, the best souvenirs. Have you ever felt the sand slip through your fingers at the end of a perfect holiday? In Punta Cana, you can take home more than just sand in your shoes. Imagine being able to capture the essence of this tropical corner of the world in objects that will not only decorate your home, but will also transport you back to those dreamy beaches every time you look at them. From the sweet scent of cane sugar to the infectious rhythm of maracas, every memento tells a story, one that is now part of your own adventure. Get ready for a sensory journey through 9 Dominican treasures that will make your heart do the merengue every time you see them on your shelf. 1. Sugar, the sweet taste of history. Imagine sweetening your morning coffee with a piece of Caribbean history. Dominican sugar is not just a sweetener, it's a journey through time. Its production dates back to the 16th century, when Christopher Columbus brought the first sugar canes to the island of Hispaniola. During the 18th century, Santo Domingo was known as the sugar factory of the West Indies, producing so much sugar that it sweetened the tea of half of Europe. When choosing your Dominican sugar, look for the purest, organic variety with that touch of Caribbean sunshine in every grain. To take the experience to the next level, try making a homemade dulce de coco, a traditional Dominican dessert that's like a tropical hug for your taste buds. Click here to discover the most typical dishes of the Dominican Republic. Make sure the package is hermetically sealed to prevent moisture from ruining your sweet memento. 2. Maracas, rhythm at your fingertips. Maracas are like the Dominican heartbeat in the form of an instrument. Each shake will transport you to a night of dancing under the Caribbean stars. Maracas have their roots in the Taino culture, where they were used in religious ceremonies to ward off evil spirits. Today, they bring a touch of joy to any party. When choosing your maracas, look for hand-painted models, as each one is a unique work of art that tells a different story. The vibrant colors represent local flora and fauna. Impress your friends by practicing the basic clave of merengue with your maracas, ta-ta, ta-ta. Master it and you'll be the life and soul of the party. 3. Taino paintings, a canvas of pre-Columbian history. These paintings are windows onto a mysterious and fascinating past. The Tainos had a rich visual culture that survives through these beautiful canvases. The Taino believed they originated in sacred caves, and many paintings depict figures emerging from openings in the earth. When choosing a Taino painting, look for important symbols such as the sun and animals. Each painting is like a colorful hieroglyph waiting to be deciphered. Ask the artist about the meaning of the symbols in your chosen painting. Remember, you're taking away a personal story as well as a work of art. 4. Music, the soundtrack to your memories. Music is the universal language, and in the Dominican Republic it reaches almost official status. A bachata or merengue record is like taking a little piece of Dominican soul home with you. Merengue, a UNESCO intangible cultural heritage, has a curious origin that relates to the movements of slaves in chains on the plantations, a dark origin indeed for such a joyful rhythm. When choosing your music, don't limit yourself to the big names. Discover emerging local artists and take home the next big hit before it becomes famous. Host a Dominican night at home with music, mojitos, and the basic bachata steps you learned on the beach. Entertainment guaranteed. 5. Mamawana, elixir of the Caribbean. Mamawana is a cocktail of history and tradition known as the Dominican Viagra. This concoction is much more than just an alcoholic drink. Originally a Taino herbal medicine, the Spanish colonizers added alcohol to it and this peculiar beverage was born. Each bottle is unique, as the mixture varies according to who makes it, meaning each purchase is like a personalized magic potion. Ask for the local recipe to make Mamawana at home, its revitalizing effects might surprise you. As they say on the island, una capita de Mamawana, y hasta mañana, a shot of Mamawana, and see you tomorrow. 6. Larimar Jewelry, the blue treasure of the Caribbean. Holding a piece of Larimar is like holding a little piece of Caribbean heaven in your hands. This semi-precious stone, exclusive to the Dominican Republic, is as unique as the island itself. Discovered in 1974 by Miguel Mendez and Norman Rilling, its name combines Larissa, daughter of Mendez, with C. When choosing your jewelry, remember that each piece is unique. The patterns vary like the waves of the Caribbean Sea. Remember, Larimar loses its color when exposed to too much sun, so store it in a dark place when you're not using it to maintain its beautiful blue tone. 7. Dominican coffee, a sip of paradise. Dominican coffee is a warm embrace in a cup, rich and aromatic, and with a little bit of history in every bean. Introduced in the 18th century, it quickly became one of the principal exports of the mountains of Cibao. When choosing your coffee, use your nose. The aroma should be intense, with notes of chocolate and nuts. To enjoy it like a local, brew it in a Greca, Italian coffee pot, and serve it with cane sugar. It's like an instant trip to the Caribbean. 8. The faceless doll, a mirror onto the Dominican soul. These dolls are symbols of diversity and unity of the Dominican people, faceless but full of personality. Rumor has it that a grandmother decided not to put a face on the doll so her granddaughter could imagine it resembling her. Each doll is unique, and some carry baskets or musical instruments, making them Dominican cultural ambassadors. Regional dolls are collectible, and each one reflects its unique local culture. 9. Dominican carnival masks, where joy becomes art. These masks are explosions of color that are used during the Dominican carnival, each one telling its own story. In a unique blend of Spanish, African, and Taino traditions, every region has distinctive characters and masks. When choosing your mask, pay attention to detail, as masks often reflect specific cultural characteristics. Hang your mask as a work of art that will add Caribbean color to any room. P.S. Click on the following link to find out more about the Dominican Carnival and all its characters. Souvenirs that are best left on the island. Taking a piece of the Dominican Republic with you is a wonderful idea, but there are some souvenirs that are best left where they belong. Marine life, don't take corals, starfish, turtle shells, or lambie shells. They may be tempting, but they are crucial homes for marine life. Instead, take them home in photos. Archaeological artifacts, stalactites and stalagmites have taken thousands of years to form and are protected by international law, so leave them for future generations to marvel at. Protected animal products, avoid buying items made from tortoiseshell, iguana skins and other products derived from endangered animals. That leather wallet may look exotic, but the iguanas will appreciate your choice of a more ethical souvenir. Unregulated cigars, while Dominican cigars are world famous, be sure to buy only from reliable sources. Unregulated cigars may be of poor quality or counterfeit. Your palate and your lungs will thank you. Remember, the best souvenirs cannot be bought. They come in the shape of experiences and moments shared with the locals. We invite you to come and discover these memories in one of our hotels, Grand Bavaro Princess, Princess Family Club Bavaro, Caribe Deluxe Princess, Tropical Deluxe Princess and Punta Cana Princess. We look forward to helping you create your own Dominican adventure. Book now and start creating unforgettable memories that will last longer than any souvenir.